There's a lot of people who avoid military service. It's, I think, to characterize, I mean, a lot of people are also scared for their life as well. They don't want to get hurt, especially, you know, for many years, it's been kind of an assumption that, you know, if deaths only happen on one side. So there wasn't that many Israeli casualties. And if there were, it was mostly combat soldiers. So the risk was different. Nowadays, it feels much more risky. So people are much more, you know, thinking about it in a more critical way. I know that there's people avoiding. I can imagine that there's a lot of people avoiding or refusing right now that are not public about it, especially if they have ties still to some Israeli communities, or, you know, if they have family that they're worried about, because especially nowadays the repercussions can be really, really harh. There's this thing that is kind of ingrained in Israeli society, that it's like it has a facade of democracy, a very, very well-built facade, but of course it's just a facade. It's not really a democracy. And if you're a Jewish Israeli, you can really feel like you're living in a democracy, because it's a democracy for you and you can have a lot of rights. And for many, many years, Jewish Israelis who were pro-Palestinian or were anti-Zionist were able to kind of navigate society in a way that was more or less very manageable, because socially, of course, they got responses and it was difficult. But on the legal, political level, there wasn't really any formal persecution, because the country really wanted to show that it was democratic, that it was allowing for, you know, all kinds of opinion. And it was not seen as a real threat because it was small enough to not, it was not worth to persecute, basically. Now these things have changed, and already there has been definitely several Jewish Israeli activists who have been arrested and put in prison even. It's still kind of early stages, but you can already see that a lot of the barriers that have been there to kind of protect the image of democracy, it's already kind of, even for Jewish Israelis, it's affecting, which a lot of the community is still kind of grappling with, because they've gotten used to, okay, we're the kind of people that we can, let's say, in a way, be the voice for the voiceless, because we can face very little repercussions compared to Palestinians, whether they have Israeli citizenship or not. But nowadays, this also is changing. And even, for example, during wartime, it's much harder to get an exemption from the military. So even if, for example, if you have a valid even medical problem, but maybe it's not quite enough, then a lot of people are trying to avoid this. And a lot of people are also anti-government. This also, I think, needs to be said, not for the right reasons, but a lot of people don't believe in the way that the war is going for their own Zionist reasons and a very twisted logic where if there was another person in power that's not Netanyahu but would act exactly the same, then they would probably be fine with it, or they want it presented differently or without, you know, the populism about it maybe. But a lot of people are very, very anti-government, and they see this, the whole hostage situation, for example, as this covenant between the people and the country that was completely destroyed. Because imagine that you grow up in a country that you're told from day one that it was built to protect your people, that it was built to defend people from persecution, that it was built for the people. And then you find out that actually the country, it's not that the country was created for the people are created for the country. So we're actually supposed to defend the country is not supposed to defend us. And this is what a lot of people are realizing these days, that when you have this kind of idea of a country that's not actually built for the people living in it, but the people need to support the existence of an idea, then also human life, at some point it affects everyone. There has also been Jewish Israelis who have been killed in crossfire. You can feel the violence on the streets. Violence in general has been more than quadrupled since the war began. Regular violence, not political violence. Because you cannot make these separations. You cannot have a really violent society in one part of the border and then a peaceful society on the other. Eventually, you can keep up the facade, but at some point, it's going to leak in. And we really see that this is leaking in really, really badly. And a lot of people, even if they don't see the full picture, they're still very much against it, and they want a different vision. But a lot of people are still very limited in their consciousness, but they already are seeing that some things are wrong, let's say.
We support. One of the people who are not in the country to not make the military service is the son of Benjamin Netanyahu. He's in Miami. Never made the service, will never make the service. And that's the places where we need to, that people in the streets in Israel are confronting themselves with. Am I here to serve the government, which is continuing the war, the genocide, in order to keep itself in the position in the government? And people are waking up for this, a bit late, too late, but nevertheless, I'm happy for this awakening. It's with the price of with 36,000 being killed and 100,000 people being severely injured when only one hospital is working in Gaza, and slowly people are waking up and often saying it's complex. It's complex until it comes to you. It is complex until you are affected. And also to us when we say it's complex, it's not complex.